The story of David and Goliath. In the Quran, David is referred to as Dawood. Goliath is referred to as Jalut. Dawood and Jalut. Then also, there's a Nabi who is referred to in the Bible as Samuel. Shumayil, his Arabic name or the Hebrew name, Shumayil alayhi salam. Allah is speaking of Shumayil alayhi salam, who came after Musa alayhi salam, and who was a Nabi of the time. Then also in the Bible you have a king who lived in the time of Samuel, who lived in the time of Shumayil alayhi salam, who is known as Saul. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to him as Talut. So these are the figures or the characters that play a role in this incident which we are about to study. Allah says, have you not seen, did you not consider, إِلَى الْمَلَئِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, from a group, or did you not consider and look to this group from amongst the Banu Israel, min ba'di Musa. Allah says, and this is an event that took place, and a group that Allah is speaking of, after Musa, alayhi salam. إِذْ قَالُوا لِنَبِيٍ لَهُمُ بْعَثْ لَنَا مَلِكًا. They said to their Nabi of the time, who is that? Shumayil, alayhi salam. They said to the Nabi of their time, إِبْعَثْ لَنَا مَلِكًا, appoint for us a king. نُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, so that we may fight in the way of Allah. The Banu Israel at that time, they were driven out from the land of Palestine, and the Amalekites, they had taken control over that land. The Amalekites were a very powerful nation, a very powerful people, and they would oppress the Banu Israel, and they drove them out of the land. So eventually the Banu Israel, they came to the Nabi Shumayil alayhi salam, and they said, look, we want to wage a war and a jihad against the Amalekites. So appoint for us a king. You choose a king from amongst us. Nuqatil fi sabilillah, under the leadership and under the command of this king, we will go and fight against Jalut. Jalut, Goliath. The Amalekites, their commander or their leader was Goliath, Jalut. So appoint a king and we will fight against the forces of Jalut. قَالَ هَلْ عَسَيْتُ مِنْ كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالِ أَلَّا تُقَاتِلُوا. Look, every Nabi knew the nature of the Jews, and we have studied them extensively, their cowardice and their inability to honor their word. So the Nabi said to them, perhaps if qital, if fighting is prescribed upon you, perhaps you will not fight. Maybe you are just talking now, but when it comes to walking the walk, you won't be able to go out and fight. You did it to Musa alayhi salam. قَالُوا وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They said, why should we not fight in the path of Allah? We will not refuse to fight in the path of Allah. وَقَدْ أُخْرِجْنَا مِنْ دِيَارِنَا وَأَبْنَائِنَا. And we have been driven out of our homeland. We have been driven out from our families. The Amalekites, Goliath has driven out. So what more is there to lose? So we want to fight and we want to reclaim our land and our families. فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقِتَالِ. Allah says, and then when fighting was prescribed upon them, you want to fight? Now go and fight. The forces of Goliath, of Jalut, تَوَلَّوا, they turned away. Their natural attitude of the Jews. Allah says they turned away, illa qalilan minhum, except a few, a little amongst them, they remain steadfast and they remain at the side of Shumayil alayhi salam, and they said, we will fight. Wallahu alimun bidh-dhalimin, Allah is fully aware of the oppressors. Wa qala lahum nabiyyuhum, they asked for a king, that Shumayil must appoint a king for them. So the Nabi said to them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ بَعَثَ لَكُمْ طَالُوتْ مَلِكًا. Allah has chosen Talut to be a king over you. Talut is referred to in the Bible as Saul. Saul was not a Nabi, he was a king. So Allah has appointed Talut. as your king. Again, you know, this is the difference between the followers of Musa alayhi salam and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in. Sahaba never questioned the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at any point. Never did they question the Nabi of Allah. Even though it seemed so overwhelming, the task that they were asked to accomplish, but wallahi, they never questioned the Nabi of Allah. Yeah, they asked for a king. When Allah appointed a king, first they said, we want to fight. When Allah says, go fight, most of them turned away. They said, we want a king. When Shumayil alayhi salam said to them, Allah has appointed Talut, Saul, as a king over you, what did they say? قَالُوا أَنَّا يَكُونُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ عَلَيْنَا. How can Talut? How can Talut assume the position of kingship over us? وَنَحْنُ أَحَقُّ مِنْ مُلْكِ مِنْ. And we are more deserving of the kingdom than him. How can he be the king? وَلَمْ يُؤْتَ سَعَةً مِنَ الْمَالِ. And he has not been given abundance of wealth. A king should be one who has a lot of wealth and is of great financial standing. قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Shumayil alayhi salam says, look, Allah has chosen him. I haven't chosen him as a king. Allah has selected him as the leader and the king over you. وَزَادَهُ بَسْطَةً فِي الْعِلْمِ. Maybe he hasn't been given a lot of wealth, but Allah has increased him in abundance in knowledge. That is true wealth. Allah has blessed him with abundant knowledge, وَالْجِسْمِ. And Allah has given him a strong physique. That is what is needed. Two primary components that must be found in a commander, in an amir, is a lot of knowledge, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him strength, a strong physique. Wallahu yu'ti mulkahu man yasha. He advised these people saying that, listen, Allah gives his kingdom to whomsoever he wishes. That does not lie in your hand. Wallahu wasi'un alim. Allah is all embracing and most knowledgeable. Tomorrow we will continue the incident, inshaAllah.